shining. Keep smiling. That song, like, gets... It really gets better every year. Can your Wi-Fi turn off?
Did we do it?
I think we did.
We did it. Mike Will made it. I don't know why that's been, like, a thing for me recently. I sang that.
I sing, like, 2 seconds of a song and just stuck in my head for the rest of the day.
I think it's something... Hi.
Hi.
Okay, guys, we're getting right into it. Hello, little fuckers. Welcome back. Sorry I've been traveling the world, like, the chaotic...
A nomad.
Scorpio moon, nomad, Sagittarian I am. But, you know, I said I was going to deliver, and here I am delivering with Taylor/Taylor Jackson of Betches. For those of you who don't know, I've been following Taylor for a long time, like a fucking creep. But, like, this girl is iconic. Okay, so, like, I've been following the Betches journey for a long time because I'm old. Like, I'm turning 29 this year. I'm basically, like, a mom, you know, like, without... I'm cutting that. No, I'm not. But... I've been following you guys forever, and I remember when you came on, because you guys just, you made the funniest content about
me?
How, yeah, because, well, in general.
Okay,
but great, also thanks. About, you know, what we've been talking about, right. How you got the job.
Yes,
can
yes,
you
yes,
explain
yes.
for the listeners?
Of course.
How you got hired at Betches?
First of all, thank you so much for having me on. I'm a huge fan of yours, too. We're, like, social media friends, and we just met IRL, but it feels like I've known you forever.
This is, like, my listeners are laughing right now, because I literally do this. I'm, like, be my friend via the DMs. And people are either, like, here for it, or they're, like, this girl is spooky.
Listen, that's what the world is. And
the world is spooky.
The world is spooky, and you gotta put yourself out there to get what you want.
Yeah, which is what you did.
Yeah, so, you know, transitioning into what I do at Betches, when I started at Betches, so I am currently 26. I'll be 27 in about a month.
Oh my God,
November.
Oh, right, we're
20th.
Both.
Scorps. I'm Scorps.
Well, you're Scorpio, but you're like a Scorpio Sag.
Yeah,
cusp.
I'm about.
You're cuspy.
I know.
Yeah.
Which is interesting to me.
How do you feel about the fact that's my moon and my sun? Like, we're the same person.
We're the same person. I'm feeling the vibes. Exactly. The energy's there. It's heavy right now, you know?
It's a lot.
Yeah, it's
There's
a lot.
There's a lot going on the
The chaos is
right
kind
now.
Of, yeah, the chaos is present.
Palpable. Yeah. Well, yes. I mean...
Like, the way we just derailed this conversation just shows.
Yeah, it just shows where the universe is at. Guys, just for a little breakdown, I think I've said this, like, 8,000 times in my stories, and people are probably like, when did this girl get, like, weirdly witchy and, like, what is happening? But there's, like, so much going on. Like, we had the full moon in Libra, and then we're having the Scorpio eclipse coming up on Halloween, which is literally spooky as fuck. So that's what's happening. Like, everything's coming to a head.
Yeah.
But we're going to, like, it's going to turn into the Roaring Twenties. Like, that's the astrology prediction. And that's, like, my prediction. So, like, I don't know.
I'm loving that energy. Yeah. I, like, need that right now.
So everyone's, like, having, like, a mental breakdown the past, like, month or two. But then, like, once Halloween comes, people are going to be, like, fucking because Scorpios fuck.
Right.
You know.
Uh-huh. Yeah. This is making a lot of sense.
Yeah.
I'm glad you said this because the past couple weeks, I've been just off.
No, like, everyone's been off. It's not just you.
Like, I'm, like not, like, obviously, hashtag, like, you know, anxiety yeah. obviously, whatever. But, like, it's more of just, like, I'm, like,
Well, like, that's better than a lot of people. Like,
I
feel
know.
Some people are, like, crying, like, screaming.
Right.
Like,
I just
Beyonce-ing, releasing their jobs.
Right. I have, like, no, like, I'm not emoting anything. I wasn't, like, emoting, like, happiness, sadness. I was just kind of living. Just, like, going
that.
About the day.
Yeah.
But now this is making sense, and I think I will have an emotional breakthrough in the next few weeks.
No, you're going to do great. Like, Scorpios and Scorpio moons, or people with, like, a lot of Scorpio in their charts, which I have, and it seems like you do, too, like... are gonna thrive.
Oh, great.
It's gonna be good.
This is great.
It's a good forecast.
This is a good forecast.
So I, in a classic chaotic fashion that we've started in, have not been recording this. So can you... Well, no, I've been recording... Oh, my God, on here, but, like, on my phone.
Oh,
yeah,
oh my God.
No, don't
I'm
worry.
Sorry.
That would be so bad. Oh, my God, I should think before I speak. I, like, never do that.
I, like, wasn't mad, though.
You're like, that's cute. No, we got those 5 minutes, but I'm gonna turn the phone on
great.
For the camera.
Sure.
But... Yeah, let's hear about Betches.
Right. We got a little distracted with our Scorpio nonsense, but yes. Okay, so I, as I said, I'm turning 27. I graduated college in 2018 from Temple University in Philadelphia. And I... Go. Oh, fuck yes. Go Eagles. My dad would want me to say that. Yes. Good. I'm glad your dad's a Phillies fan. But we're also thriving in Philly, so it has something to do with the Scorpio moon, I'm sure. Anyway, I graduated in 2018. I was an advertising major with a concentration in art direction. So, like, think graphic design, all of that type of stuff. So it was my senior year of college, and I had a personal brand class. And I'm obsessed with my professor. Like, we still keep in touch to this day.
Wait, that is so, like... It's the now that we're talking astrology, I want to say like Aquarian for them. Like, it's so futuristic for them to have that kind of class,
right? And like, this was 2018.
Like, that's some like USC shit.
It yeah.
Like the only place where I've heard of them having majors like that is like USC and then like Brown,
right? Yes, like yeah. Somewhere like very like
we're like top of you know the line, like cutting edge.
Yeah, bullshit, like we bullshit. we think outside of the box, yeah, type of deal.
Like, at Brown, like we may be an Ivy, but we're hippies.
Yes, exactly. We smoke weed all the time, and we're just really this fucking is smart.
A personal talk to all my friends who went to Brown. Just kidding.
My cousin went to Brown, and I'm obsessed with her. So
I actually like wish I went to Brown, but that's not true at all because I love Northwestern. But if I didn't go, like. I feel like I would have looked at Brown if I weren't into theater and like.
I would have literally never even been looked at twice if I applied to Brown. They'd be like,
"I'm sorry.
Does she want to like work here or like what's the deal?"
I feel like they actually would have been so down for you. But like you would have been like, okay,
Philly is where I needed to be.
Are you ready for this?
You're reading me already?
No, this is just like a read.
Okay.
Not like a reading. Okay, don't worry. Okay. but like, I feel like you wouldn't. Okay, I say this as a fellow, like, slightly basic. Like, let's be honest. If you work at Betches, there's a basic bone in your body.
Of course.
Right?
Of
course. I feel like the basic bone in your body would not have thrived there. Like, there are people like that. Like, one of my friends, actually, she's from New York City. She went to all girls school. She's very like that. But she was, like, an anomaly at Brown.
Right.
Which maybe that's fun, too. I don't know.
Yeah, but no, you're right. Like, I think there's something about it that just
Yeah, it would have been a little awkward.
Would have been a little awkward. I would have been too much. Totally get that. But I thrived at Temple, right? Yeah.
Philly's fucking
fun. I'm going there this weekend for Halloween weekend.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, where are you going?
My best friend Molly. You've probably seen her on my IG everywhere. She's nuts.
Yes, I actually have now.
She's full Scorpio.
My memory's like weirdly good these days.
Right?
It's like,
what's something. Her birthday is this Thursday, so it's
happy birthday,
around,
Mom.
Happy birthday, Mom. It's always on Halloween weekend, so we're just like, we don't know what we're doing yet. We're just going to paint the town fucking red.
Okay, shout out to my friend Jenny. My friend Jenny is literally losing her mind. She's like, so we're the kind of friends who we just like talk on the phone for like several hours.
Right.
It's like, you know, we're working, we're doing whatever. It's like, to be fair, like, I think, well, I'm an only child. So like, for me, I'm like, ooh, I get to have like a fake sister, like fun.
Mm-hmm.
And then for her, she like, she's going to be so mad. She won't care. She absolutely has like separation anxiety issues. So like, she's very happy to be on the phone.
Yeah.
So it works out well, but she's been cracking me up because I am very much of like a lot of my friends, like the planner, the one who's like, let's do this. Let's go here. Like, I love, like, I feel like in a past life, I was like an event planner.
Right.
But she keeps being like, Tlinners, like, what's the plan?
Yeah, like, what are we doing?
And I'm like, I literally don't know. And I'm like, oh, our friend who, like, she's this, shout out Lainey, she's amazing. But she's, you know how, like, when you're in high school and college, like, age matters and that doesn't?
Of course.
So I'm really good friends with this girl. But to Jenny, she's just this younger girl who's in her sorority, not mine.
From
Northwestern. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, we're going to Lainey's NFT party. And she's like, Lainey knows NFTs? She's like, Lainey, a few years ago, was like selling merch. She's like, she knows NFTs? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we might be going to Lainey's party. But otherwise, like, she's like, what else are we doing? I'm like,
I think Colin
go with the flow, babe.
Go with the flow, babe. That's
she's a Virgo. She's not good at that.
She's not going with the flow.
She's not.
No.
But we are. We're just
gonna We're going
it.
With the we flow. We're on camera.
We're on
we can't
camera.
Have any
For fuck's
fuck ups.
Sake. Yeah.
Exactly.
The camera this is live. Just kidding. This is not live.
Live podcasting. Hey, guys. Live stream.
I was live this
Cash
morning, as
me.
You know, which is
you were.
Terrifying.
Oh, you were.
On
you were.
The View.
The View.
Well, I didn't go for The View. I went to go to see Amanda Seales on this talk show.
Okay.
And then they pulled us to go to The View, and I was like just staring into the eyes of Whoopi
Goldberg.
It's beautiful. She's back.
I don't know how long she was gone.
I don't know either. Like, I'm not a huge viewer. I'm not a viewer of the View.
Well, now I am. Like, go View. It was fun. It was interesting. But yeah. And at the first one I sang.
What?
Which, like, I don't know if that's gonna, like, if anyone's gonna. They were like, let's talk after, and then I just kind of left.
Wait. Can we just, like, debrief? Wait. I thought you were at the View, like, were you as, like, a audience guest?
Yeah, but they were like, let's have a sing-off. I was like, I will sing-off. Okay. And then everyone after I went dropped out except for one girl. And
oh, we because had, like, she's a like, mini fuck, sing-off. She can sing.
Maybe.
Yeah.
To be determined.
That's
to be seen. I was, like, shaking. As I told Taylor this, I was having, like, an extended panic attack the whole time.
Right.
It was fun.
As one does.
Yeah, it was good. So, you know, we've really skirted around the topic of you working at Betches. So I'm just going to tell the story and you feel free to elaborate. Guys, she handed her resume in person. She dropped it off. It was a burn book, Mean Girls.
Pink.
It was so Betches. It was so on brand. Clearly this personal brand class work.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So yes. So I can quickly, like, whatever. So no personal rush. Brand class, they were like, she asked, like, where's your dream place to work? And I was like, Betches. Like, I knew it was Betches, and they weren't hiring. Yeah. They weren't as big, obviously, as they are now.
What
like,
year is this?
This is 2018.
Okay. But they're still, like,
they're still big. Yeah. They're still, like, big. They're like
for six, what Instagram was.
Yeah, they're like 6 million on IG at this time.
Bigger than me.
And I was like, I love them. So I catered my personal brand to Betches, but that wasn't hard because it's basically me. Like, that is my personality. My resume is absolutely ridiculous looking. I'll show you a picture of it later.
Can we put inserts of it?
Of course. Okay, yeah, amazing. My resume right here. Look at here. And then I made little, like, door hangers with my, like, little logo on it and, like, handwritten cover letters for each of the three girls because there's three.
Oh my God, yeah, the three founders.
Three founders. And I just think handwriting is
that
a lot more
so
sincere.
Sweet. Yeah, like, all jokes aside, that's, like, very, very sincere and lovely.
Yeah, and I was like, this would just mean a lot. So then I put them all in hot pink manila folders, like Elwood's type fucking style. I slapped my giant logo that I graphic designed, made, and put it on the thing.
Was it a Betches logo?
No, it was my personal brand logo. Like, course, it's like a face with, like, big sunglasses because that's, like,
oh, yeah,
was my
yeah,
MO.
I've seen it.
Yeah. So I said, Mom. Betches wasn't hiring. So now I call in Mom. I call in the big guns.
I feel like your mom is a legend. I saw that video your dad did with the Real Housewives. That crap.
Oh my God.
Your dad's funny.
Because he has no idea what's going on. He's clueless. That's what it is. But in a good way, I love him.
That's right.
So my mom is like 90 pounds soaking wet. Like, she's a tiny little fucking spitfire of a woman.
I'm crying.
A woman. So I said, Mom, you need to come pick me up from Philadelphia. And drive me to New York. I found the Betches address on Google because I'm a creep.
You're a Scorpio, which is also... I
can find anything.
I storied something. It was, like, also known as a professional detective.
Yes. FBI.
FBI.
My best friend and I, who's
like,
also Scorpio.
Like, women are FBI, but Scorpios are FBI.
No, like, I will find out anything. Fair warning. Yeah. Anything. Okay.
I mean, we have help. We're spooky.
Yeah. So I said, Mom, come pick me up. She comes pick me up from my dorm room.
Mom, help.
She's a saint. She drives me all the way to New York City on a Monday afternoon. And wow. I walk my little ass up. There's no parking in New York. So she parks outside, like, on the street.
New York parking.
She's got her, like, hazards on. I run up and I'm in my little outfit. I'm in, like, these, like, flat.
Oh,
like,
you were ready. Dude, this confidence is like.
I had no idea. Yeah, I was 22. Senior, yeah, 22.
I don't know about you. I'm feeling
22. I was feeling 22.
You're feeling 22.
So I knock. I have pictures too. I knock on the door of the Betches office. And little to my surprise, I didn't know Nick Cannon was in the office that day for some reason.
Oh, my God.
But I didn't meet him, obviously. I didn't even step foot into the office.
I actually have so much overlap with Nick Cannon. Like, I've been to, like, filmings of his in LA. Like, I always end up in the room with him.
Maybe that's our connection.
He's like one of those people, though. He's everywhere. Mm-hmm. I swear to God, he's like
he's
their grind.
His PR team is grinding, and his sperm is grinding because he has 10 fucking children now.
There's a lot of There's a lot going on there.
Yeah. So K York City opens the door.
She's so cute.
Yeah, love her.
I totally know who she is. I'm not creepy.
She opens the door and I have my little pink folders. And
you knew who they all were.
I know. Of course. I don't step foot into the office. I'm like, hi. these are for, and I name all, like, my three bosses. I'm like, Aileen, Jordana, and Sammy. And Kay's like, thanks, I'll make sure they get them. She takes the packages, door shuts. Uh-huh. I'm like,
I guess that's it. Like, anticlimactic.
I, like, go downstairs. My mom's, like, waiting in the car as I'm walking to the car. She's like, give me thumbs up. She's like, how'd it go? I'm like,
I gave them the stuff, whatever.
So my mom and I, you know, I was exciting. I was relieved. I was like, I put all this work in. I was like, whatever, what is, will be, whatever. Yeah, you know what I mean? What will be, will be.
Say, Sarah kind of vibes.
Yes. So she drives me back to Philadelphia. I get home. I am, as one does, refreshing my email like 5 million times. Like,
yeah,
who knows?
Manifesting.
Right?
Yeah.
And by 5:30, like, p.m., I get an email from one of the founders of Betches, and they're like, which, hey, one? Taylor, Sammy.
Aww.
And she was like,
I feel like you are Sammy. You're like small Sammy. Young Sammy.
Thank you. And I was like, and she was like, we loved your, what you dropped off. We'd love for you to come in for an interview on Wednesday. Mind you, this was,
wow, and they're not hiring.
Monday, they're, like, not hiring. I'm like, I call my mom up. I said, get back in the car, babe. We're headed back to New York. I'm like, we're going back to New York. So I go for my interview on Wednesday. I was a fucking nervous wreck. Interview with the three of them. It went great. I brought, like, my portfolio and everything, whatever.
Oh my God, amazing.
You can never be too prepared.
Type A girly.
Right, yeah. Type A girly.
You're, like, I feel like we're similar in that we're both, like, both type A and type C, like, depending on the moment.
Right. Like, I'm the most chaotic, unorganized person you'll ever meet, but I also have my shit together.
But when it comes down to it, right. I'm the same.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
I'm a Virgo rising. It's, like, in there somewhere.
Somewhere in there.
Yeah.
There's some sort of, like, listing going on.
Yeah. Like, we're not, right now I'm, like, fully riding the Scorpio wave, which is why this podcast has not been out, and, like, I, like, disappeared into the night, but, like, but, you know,
it all depends on the rising of the moon.
Yeah,
and the suns.
It's just like, what's in the air, you know? Right? It's not my fault.
Exactly.
It ain't my fault.
It's the universe's fault. Totally. So I get home, I interview, right? Mm. And then that next week I was going to Vegas for my senior like girls trip.
Oh my God, fun. I've, like, never been to Vegas.
Yes. This is my first time.
And I lived in LA for 4 years.
Yeah. Weird. You need to go.
Is it, like, do I?
No, you don't. I literally, actually,
I think
no.
I do, just to say I've been, but, like, I don't think I'm going to enjoy
it. No.
Either that or I'm going to be, like, really fucked up.
I think, yes. At this rate, I think I went at the perfect age where I was still kind of, like, a hot mess. Well, I still am, but you know what I mean? Like,
but you were, like, a proper hot mess.
I was a
proper
hot mess.
Yeah, like, I'm getting a bit old for Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
Residency. We're manifesting residency.
Oh.
Gaga. Like, Spears, but, like, not in cages.
Class
on stage.
Yeah,
we're doing a little. Wait, do you watch
Cabaret?
Do you watch Hacks? I love.
I started it.
You
I
need
don't,
to watch.
I know. I need to like sit
it.
Down and actually watch
it.
The
first episode's a little slow. But
I enjoyed
like
the
it,
first few episodes.
Yeah,
yes,
it picks up.
But I also then I just forgot about it because something new came out and I was like,
yeah,
being
it,
basic.
It'd be like that ADD. That's not even basic. That's just ADHD.
That's just ADHD, girl.
That's
I know,
ADHD.
Right?
I love how we all self-diagnose these days. Like,
and everybody does.
I have a story I don't think I've told. My parents hid from me that I had ADD from a young age. Like, I was literally recently, so I was like, okay, trigger warning, I guess. I was like super depressed in like January, February.
Uh-huh.
And I was doing these tests because I was like, oh my God, my memory's gone.
Right.
Because
that's
like actually a thing that happens with depression, which was scary.
Yeah, yeah.
And then the meds like made it worse for me, which I didn't realize at the time.
Yeah.
They were like making me more clouded. Yikes. But take your meds, depending on if they're good. Listen to your body.
Listen to your body.
So I was freaking out, and I was going to do this testing, and they were like, have you done like learning disability, whatever testing before? I was like, yeah, when I was like 13. We go into the files. From 8 years old, I did one at 8, one at 13. Both said I had ADD. My parents chose not to tell me because they didn't want me to get meds. Like, what the fuck? You want my anti-anxiety meds, but I can't, like, get the fucking lit shit? Like, the Adderall? Like, the other people?
Right. Like, everyone
else?
They're
kind of right. It, like, puts me off the wall.
For
like,
sure.
I go, like, crazy nutso bananas.
Yeah. But, like, did you even know you were taking... At 8 years old, you're taking that test. You just think it's, like, a test that everyone else is taking. Or you knew.
No, I knew. Like, because they were, like, you're...
That's so embarrassing. They're like, you're both like highly genius and like really fucking weird. Like, they're like, this is an alien. We have an alien, which I recently learned Stitch. I am an alien. Sidebar. Do you know if you're alien. An O negative or an A negative blood type, you're an alien? Are you an alien?
I don't know my blood type.
I think you're O negative. I'm not going to lie. I'm just
really? I just got blood taken. Can I find out?
Yeah. You can like text your mom or your doctor.
And be like, what's my blood type?
Yeah, I think you should do that now and we'll like see. I'm willing text to bet mom. You're an alien. You're either AB or you're O negative.
My mom's going to be like, what the fuck do you want now?
Yeah, so basically, yeah, my friend told me that recently, who's a Reiki healer. Amazing girl.
Oh, shit.
Girl, yeah. And she's like, yeah, she's A negative. A negative is like, I think 3% of the population. I talked about this in my first Patreon episode with her. And then O negative is like 20%. But basically the reason it's considered like alien mm-hmm. is it can't be traced back to monkeys, which is considered the beginning of humankind.
Right, right, right.
So
right,
we are from right. something else. Isn't that
this is all making sense.
So weird.
It's really fucking weird.
So they're doing the test. They're like trying to understand my brain. And they're like, okay, we don't get it because like she's definitely ADD. We don't know if she'll respond well to the meds. Because she's like, basically what they found was that like I was getting like everything right.
Mm-hmm.
But I had paralyzing anxiety and ADD. So I was mm-hmm. like taking 8 years to do it. So I basically right. needed extra time. Like other people throughout high school, like college, it didn't matter. Like they would use extra time. They just like use it to chill and be like sitting back.
Right.
Like, okay, we have two more minutes.
You were like so hyper fixated on how much time.
I still wouldn't finish. Yeah, yeah, like, yeah. I would still like not do like one or two.
Because you're
like,
thinking about the time.
Yeah, I overthought a lot.
Ugh.
Yeah, it was bad.
The brain's fucked up. The brain's fucked up.
You well, you know,
I was a good little kid.
You're such a baby.
I was such a baby.
I saw photos.
Oh yeah.
I feel energy from photos. Okay.
Yeah.
You know,
as you should.
As one should.
Photos are important.
Anyways, we've totally digressed. But
oh right.
So well, you know, actually, this is kind of in the theme of the podcast. Now that we're talking about this, something I kind of started saying to you when you arrived that I think is like so. Present in like your branding and your social media mm-hmm. presence is like I feel like you're really in touch with like your inner child
mm-hmm.
like I feel like you like fully embrace that like Lizzie McGuire era mm-hmm. that Betches is so good at capturing
yeah
and you just never really let it go
mm-hmm.
which I'm so jealous of because I feel like I just like in my Saturn return to y'all like woo woo but just finally like tap back into that
right yeah
but a lot of people lose it because like society is like
yeah
be serious blah, blah blah like how do you think it was that you always had that kind of unwavering confidence in yourself and that like light if that makes sense
yeah no for sure I yeah. mean like everyone's always like where how do you have all this footage like of yourself when you were little and like all this stuff I'm like listen like
your
this
parents.
Was my fucking childhood I was on the MacBook like I saved that shit and I think I go back to it and kind of embrace it because like I
you were so cute.
Thank you. I was a fucking nut. I was a weirdo. Still am.
Same.
Like, I would sit there and I just have the feelings of remembering, like, I was so myself then. Yeah, like, there was no unwavering opinion. Like, I would sit down and record and say whatever and be me. So, like, how cheesy as that sounds, but, like...
Well, it's, like, you're in flow. Like, it exactly. feels, like, heightened in a good way.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's why I embrace it and, like, kind of... like want to you know not showcase it because that sounds weird but like
no,
get back
is.
To that place because sometimes you have to be reminded especially in today's age as you were saying like you see these girlies on TikTok and they're growing up with TikTok doing
it's
these dances
so
and like
scary.
They're do they even know who they are do you know what I mean
yeah before they like go and get plastic surgery
right.
that terrifies me oh. I mean I like again no shade like do what you want it's just doing it at 13 like really like it was one thing when we were younger and girls were getting like nose jobs at 13 like whatever that's like a parent
right
kid situation hands off that but like
yeah.
to be going and getting lip fillers it's like
yeah
especially if you overdo it with lip fillers that like fucks up your lips
it does and no one should be doing that like that
Kylie would know
Miss Kai would know Miss Jenner
it's just the lip liner hun love her
yeah okay
she's
love it
glowing right now though I'm not gonna lie she looks like really good
yeah she does post, yeah. She does
she's looking good she
Snatched.
Lost her baby weight probably because she got cut out of her but she's like
she probably had like 5 ribs cut out but hey if I had the money girl I would be doing the same fucking thing anything.
No.
But
no.
Yeah, my content, I really try to hone in on just being relatable.
Yeah,
and making
you are.
People feel like, oh, like self-deprecation is kind of like my MO. Mm. Not in a bad way where I'm like,
but you
looking in the mirror
it.
Being like, fuck, like you suck.
Yeah, you
not
don't
that
overdo it, which is, you know, sorry to interrupt, but
no,
like,
no, you're good.
I'm so bad. Like, I'm so ADD, but it's, yeah, it's interesting because as, you know, an interviewer and like
mm-hmm.
Nina is in comedy and I have a ton of friends in the comedy scene. Like mm-hmm. there's a very fine line
there
and
is.
You'll see it when you go to comedy shows.
Yeah.
Like mm-hmm. some people push it too far mm-hmm. and it makes people uncomfortable.
Comfortable. Exactly.
So the fact that you can do it in a way that's like so relatable and comfortable is like totally a gift.
Yeah. Yeah. No, thanks. And like, I just try to like, I don't go out of my way to try to be something I'm not.
Yeah.
Like, if I don't have an idea or if I don't have, I'm not forcing any sort of content. If something
totally.
Comes to my head, I'm like, and it feels like I feel passionate, quote unquote, about it. Or like, I'm like, oh, this is a, if I know it's a good idea, mm. I'll go and do it. But like, I'll go silent on Instagram and not post for like days. And because like,
yeah,
I'm not going to like go
not
and
a lot, but I
here's
will.
My makeup routine. That's not me. Do
nope.
you know what I mean?
Nope.
Like. It's just
unless it's like a twist.
Unless it's some sort of twist.
Which could be fun.
Which
we do it.
We kind of love that.
Doing it later. BRB, guys.
Right.
No, I know what you mean. And yeah, it's interesting because I think, I don't know about for you, like how do, okay. Mm. Here's a question. How are you as a, like, you're kind of a cusp of everything. You're a Sag, Scorpio cusp. You're kind of a like, Gen Z millennial cusp
mm-hmm. right
how?
On the yeah
so I love TikTok, don't get me wrong, I'm not mm-hmm. like one of those people who's like fuck TikTok. Like
oh yeah
fuck
no
that.
No I'm
like
literally
I'm
so
on board like I'm addicted
all fucking day.
Yeah.
Yeah I'm addicted
but I'm my views and my like likes and stuff I just do I mean Nina's helped the podcast a ton, the podcast page is doing well on TikTok mm-hmm. me personally like I thrive on Instagram knock on wood most of the time. Depends, you
yes,
know.
You do.
Instagram can
no.
be chaotic. With their algorithm,
it's fucking me up.
Yeah, it's like
whatever.
It's been bad recently, but or I can be on TikTok and like we've gotten a few hits, especially with the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
But like my content, the same content that does like really well on Instagram, just doesn't always
oh,
vibe
yeah, no.
on TikTok. And I like, and kind of like even though I'm enjoying making the posts,
for sure,
well on Instagram, I'm getting paid. It throws my confidence sometimes.
Oh,
because I'm like,
same.
What the fuck? Like, I was super in flow doing this.
Mm-hmm.
It was funny. Like, I sent it to my friends. They loved it.
I laughed.
It.
Like, I loved it. No, listen.
What
my
is that?
It's
and then people would, like, be like, yeah, I pooped. Haha. And then I'll get, like, 8 million likes. I'm
right?
Like.
No, it's crazy. It, you like, with I don't understand TikTok at all. And
bitchy
I use it. My
fuck,
my account is literally a fucking joke. I don't try to, like, I don't I have, like, 1,000 followers or something
yeah,
on TikTok.
Same.
And,
like,
I'll just post me being, like. Like just me too. It's like my journal, little
me
journal.
Me too.
I'm journaling. I don't give a fuck. It's not as curated and like
same.
Pretty as Instagram, even though I try my best not to do too much of that either. But obviously, a little
yeah.
confidence boost here and there feels nice. But the thing is, like, it's funny because I'll make these TikToks of like me, the one that was on Instagram on Betches. I had to make it on TikTok of like eighth graders on TikTok now versus
yeah,
me in eighth grade. And
yeah,
it was
you're good
the roller
those.
Coaster thing, right?
Because
so
you have so much footage.
Right,
so
yeah.
Like perfect.
So I put
yeah.
that on TikTok and it fucking gets what, like 20 likes? But I knew.
No, it's so embarrassing.
I made it to go on Instagram. I knew it like whatever.
Yeah.
And on Instagram,
true.
It has over 12 million views and over 400,000 likes. So it's like, you don't like. It's more of having confidence in your content, like you were just saying.
Yeah.
Like, fuck what you get on TikTok. If the content, like, if it's true to you and you, like it, put it on fucking Instagram. You know what I mean? There
yeah.
shouldn't be. And I get it because I feel more that way on Instagram than I do TikTok because I've come to the conclusion that, like, look, I'm not going to be a fucking TikTok star.
Oh, so you put more pressure on yourself for Instagram.
Yeah. And
yeah,
it's
yeah.
like, but when I know something will do well on Instagram, even and I don't like
and it doesn't do as well.
Well,
as
on TikTok,
yeah,
yeah, but like on Instagram, yeah, it's and when the algorithm switches, you're just like
the algorithm
literally
does. So sorry
so
to cut you off, but this is crazy.
It's so bad.
So I've been getting paid. I don't know how much I can say about this. I'll be vague about it.
Yeah,
but I've been getting paid money for the past 2 years.
Okay,
I'm not gonna say by what platform,
mm-hmm.
but by a platform that's threatened by another platform to do consulting research
okay.
with influencers/creators.
Okay.
So that's how threatened these companies are by each other. Like, it's both ways, too. Like, they're both, like, competing so intensely. Like, they, like, Instagram and Facebook, Meta, they want to own everything. Uh-huh. Like, it's so scary. It's, like, literally, it's some, like, what's that family called? Rockefeller shit.
Yes.
Like, they're trying to, like, buy it all. Like, it's... Like, no shade. It's just, like, intense. Like, sometimes, I mean, maybe this is, like, old school, not, like, futuristic or, like, techie of me, but sometimes I'm, like, let a good thing be. Like, let Instagram be Instagram. Let TikTok be TikTok. Like, why do we have to, like...
Why does Instagram have to try to do the features
that TikTok
has?
Like, just make a third platform at this point if you want to do a combination. Like, let's make a new one. Like, why do we have to fuck with a good thing and make it... bad and make it unattractive? That's what happened. That's always the downfall with Facebook. Like,
and then you find yourself, like, people like us and, like, other creators, like, you put so much pressure on numbers, and in the grand scheme of things, like, I know this is like we're on a floating rock, which we fucking are, but it's like the fact that these numbers, we feel so pressured by numbers and performance and engagement and impressions,
it's
sad. It's
gross.
Really fucking sad. And I get fucking caught up in it too. I'm like, wow, my, like, because I'm sure you've noticed, like, static feed posts don't do as well as reels right now. And it's, like, the amount of, like,
it's
quote unquote likes.
Like, I want to, like I like my static. Yeah, I want, like, can I go for Halloween weekend, get, like, my makeup did by my friend
and post it? And guess what? We can.
Yeah.
But
we
can. See what we just did there, because we're, at first we're like, I can't do that because I'm not going to get enough likes. But now it's like, fuck that. Like, the other day I literally, like, was getting, and also social media kind of induce anxiety and depression and all that stuff, and I literally have to, like, I was saying to myself, literally affirmations for me before bed was like, Taylor, you are more than numbers. Likes, you are more than a number.
It's
like,
probably
it's sad
worse for you too, because, like, I don't know, like, again, sorry to cut you off, but
don't ever apologize.
Okay, I'm gonna stop apologizing as a woman for womankind. I'm going to do that affirmation in a weird way, but it's probably harder for you as well, because you're at this company, right? You're at a corporate job where, like, yes, there's so much creativity, but at the same time, you guys, like, are going based off numbers.
We're
like
a company,
Like, I'm a company too. Like, I have a LLC, but, like, it's just different. Like, it's me, it's Nina, it's, like, a few other people. Like, it's not, like, the numbers matter in terms of listeners, and that's where I get, like, tripped up more. And yes, it matters somewhat in terms of me getting paid, but that's not, like, the main, like, my Instagram views aren't, like, bringing the bread home. They're more like, oh, I got that money. That was
cool.
I'm like, forgot about that. Like, you know, it's like a surprise, like, bonus for me.
Yeah.
So, so there's a little less pressure for me there than you, I'd imagine, where it's like, at Betches, this is actually something I want to talk about too. Hannah Berner is coming on the podcast at some point. I know there's some things we can't touch on with her, but, you know, she used to work at the company. She's amazing. I do feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, but I do feel like she's somewhat responsible for starting the trend at Betches towards, like, individualism within the company as, like, a content creator.
Yeah, like, as, like, an influencer.
Yeah,
I mean, she was, like, huge personality for
sure. Because she was, like, the face of it for a second. And then, and now it's, like, what I'm basically trying to say is it's, like, Betches has all these main characters, so to speak.
Yeah,
and there's been more of a trend, it seems, towards that.
Yeah, definitely.
It's also scary as a... in a competitive numbers
for
way.
Sure.
Yeah,
for sure. For sure. And, like, I, like, appreciate and love Betches for, like, they're like,
they
be
like
you,
that,
be your authentic self. And we want, like, a face for this. And we want a face for that. And they kind of let these creators kind of take hold of whatever they want and, and let them thrive
and do
their thing. Exactly. And that's, as you said, like, as the years go by and as TikTok exploded right before the pandemic, like, that's all individuality. Those are all personalities. Like, there's no, the idea behind, like, a celebrity is being so diminished, which, like, I'm very, like, I don't like it
because
celebrities to me
Paris
were those
Hilton, the, like, that era,
like a movie star, you know, and now it's like TikTok star, and I'm not discrediting anybody at all, but it's so oversaturated.
It's overwhelming sometimes.
Yes, the industry is so oversaturated. It's like, I could walk down the street right now and not recognize anybody, but I could be walking by people with 2 million followers on TikTok, but like, they're not on my For You page, so I don't know. But it's like, so, like, everybody is quote unquote somebody, or there's so many, it's just like, it is overwhelming. And yeah,
which it's a double-edged sword.
It is.
But you know what I do like about it? Because that, don't get me wrong, that's my gut feeling. Like, that's been how I've been feeling for years.
Mm-hmm.
But I've been kind of like, I don't know, as I've gotten older, I've been like kind of embracing the young, newer wave in a weird way. Mm-hmm. Like, I've become friends with more Gen Zers and like seen their talent and like the way they like explode onto the scene.
Right.
It's very inspirational. But not only that, but something I like about it is that, like, as someone who, you know, spent 4 years in LA auditioning, acting, etc., and has been in like the industry for mm-hmm. a while.
Yeah.
Especially in LA. Yeah. Like, I will call out fucking LA for this. There's so this attitude. I actually really experienced it when I was there, which I'll tell a story about in a second, but of you're either somebody or you're nobody.
Yep.
And I love that this is challenging that, because you're now right. I can look at these people and be like, they'll like treat me like a piece of shit. And I'm not someone who's going to like use my numbers normally.
For sure.
But sometimes now, you know what? I will.
Yeah.
Because fuck you for assuming right? that you yep. can speak to me this way, because mm-hmm. I'm not Doja Cat.
Yeah.
You know what? I just almost got signed, or may get signed in a second, by a huge label.
Yep.
I have a successful podcast that's trending in a lot of different countries.
Exactly.
So you know what? Maybe you don't recognize my face, but maybe you watch the fuck out.
Yep.
Because right now, you don't know who the fuck you're talking to.
Exactly.
And I like that.
Exactly.
I like that.
I do. I like that too. Because it's like, you
puts people in their place.
It does,
like,
put people
fuck
in
that
place.
System.
I also spent a summer studying in LA in college for like
Where were you?
I was staying in Burbank.
Way by.
Yeah, fuck. Yeah, Oyvay is fine. Right near like Warner Studios, like
yeah,
right down the whatever.
You were not having fun.
No, I mean, I did have fun. Like, we would go. Like, I had friends, and like, we would go to like Santa Monica and like do all the LA
I'm just
stuff.
Saying, like, if you're Burbank interning, maybe out. Like, unless you really want to be like so close to your job, maybe you just like don't live in Burbank, like Hollywood, West
right?
Hollywood.
Right, and it was like an internship, whatever.
Yeah.
So, but you're the same thing. Like, we would meet these guys like right on the beach, and like they're like, talking to us, and you know, and it's me and my friend. We're from Philly, and we're just talking.
It's
and
different
then
vibes.
It's
East Coast.
And then he's
yeah.
like, and then as soon as the question, he's like, "So what do you guys do?" Mm-hmm. And we're like, "We were just having a good conversation.
Yeah.
What do you guys do?" "Oh, we're students." "Oh, all right. Well, here's our business card. This is what we do." I'm like,
yeah, it's like this superiority complex.
It's always something like they want something from you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it really pisses me off. And the story I was going to tell, this is so crazy.
Right.
So I've been on like this whirlwind. I'm just like riding the universe right now. If anyone's picking up on my nervous energy, it's there. I'll be fully honest. I took like a little bit of an edible last night. I'm still anxious from
yeah,
it.
Yeah, dude.
Weed and I are not
way.
It. Weed and I
either.
Are. It's just like I you need to not. Like, I don't know why I try. I think it's going to be different. Like, I take the littlest bite. I'm like, I'll be fine. No, I have a sensitive tolerance.
This
I don't,
is me. This is literally
like,
me.
Like, I need to not. Like, I need to go pick up my Xanax after this or have a shot with you. Like,
yes.
Maybe we just have a shot, like, mid, like, Call Her Daddy style.
Right.
We'll do that before Core Life Qualms. How about that?
Yes.
How about that?
How about that?
How about that? But, so all this singing stuff was happening. I was meeting all these people. It was, like, really amazing, but also very overwhelming in a good way, but like in a overwhelming way.
Exactly.
I felt like not believed by my parents, which mm-hmm. was really spooky.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, "Are you sure you're supposed to like be backstage?" I'm like, "Fuck you."
Yeah. Like why aren't you confident in me when I'm trying to be?
And I will call
confidence.
Out my parents for this.
Right.
You know, people are going through it right now. I think there's a lot of like relationship upset in the world right now
mm-hmm.
with the universe and how it's going and like other stuff. And my parents. You know, like, I'm an only child. I'm 28. I'm turning 29 in December. They're refusing to cut the cord.
Right.
Like, it's like I'm sawing the cord, and they're, like, screaming.
Yeah.
Like, and it's insulting.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to call them out. Like, I love them to death, but it's fucking insulting,
mm-hmm.
and it's always been this way. Here's my therapy second. It'll be done in a second. But, like, I should be able to tell you something, and you say, wow, that's amazing, not – oh, are you sure? Like,
yep.
are you qualified? Like, fuck that. That
yep.
is why it took me so long to be confident.
And do
I
what you
like
want to do.
Your parents, like, I love my parents. They did their best.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that is something where I've never appreciated that. Like,
yeah.
I always wanted them to just be, like, proud of me, and I felt like the only way they could do that was mm-hmm. grades and more traditional things.
Right.
But with, like, theatrical stuff, it was always like, whoa, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. And that does knock someone's confidence down. And
it
does. Like,
it made me not a good performer for years, because, like, I would sing the wrong note, and instead of, like, Miley Cyrus singing it and being like, like, whatever, right. fuck it, I'd be like,
I'm never doing this again. Yep, you know, like, I'm never doing this again. Yeah. No, exactly. And, like, it's human nature to, like, crave validation. And it's normal for parents.
Especially for your parents. Of course. Yeah.
And then when you learn, like you were saying, like, the only validation you really fucking need is yourself.
Yeah.
But it is, but it's.
It takes a while.
It takes a while. And it's, like, be fucking happy for me, please.
I know.
Like, you want to survive. And, like, the whole idea of, like, you obviously cut friends and stuff out of your life when, like, you can't cut your fucking family. You love them. And it's just, like, one of those things.
I'm not going to cut them off. I'm just like, come on, guys. For fuck's sake.
Yeah, give me a fucking pat on the back. Like,
thank
you. It's funny.
Give me a cookie. I want a cookie. I'm going to have some
cookie. My dad. Oh, my God, please. Buy yourself the fucking cookie. How about that? I'm okay for now. Yeah. But my dad, like, you know, as we're talking, he's, like, clueless about social media, as, like, dads should be, to be honest.
Much better that way.
Right? Much better that way. And he said, like, when, like, I got a promotion, like, a year, whatever, like, 2 years ago, whatever. The lollipop. I'm like, and he's like, he pulls me aside. He's like, I'm so proud of you, honey. One day, you're going to win an Oscar. I said, Dad.
That's the opposite. And
I love that so much. I'm going
to
win an Oscar for my social media
managing skills. Should win an Oscar just to prove him right. Just to he manifested for you, okay?
He did. And maybe
that's some good dad energy.
That's some good dad energy.
I claim that energy, that dad energy, as a mom.
Right?
I'm not a mom. I'm a dog mom.
You are a dog mom. Where's I was going to say, how she dare you? How you?
That's true. I did birth her.
You
Delilah. Oh, there she is. Hi.
She's just chilling.
She's like, hello, I stretch.
Oh, she's so cute.
Oh, she's a good uncle.
Anyways, just an example of this, and then we should move on, but into queer life stuff.
Right.
But I went to this concert in LA.
Mm-hmm.
It was the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, who I grew up loving, mm-hmm. like the song Maps, like, wait, they don't love me like I love, like,
yes,
what
yes,
I,
yes,
I, I'm
yes,
fucking
yes.
butchering right. it, of course, but or like off with heads,
yes,
you know,
yes,
like
yes,
heads
yes,
will roll.
Yes.
Yeah. So I grew up with them. The lead singer, she's amazing. Mm-hmm. Courtney O, she's from New York City. We have very similar backgrounds.
Love.
I met her. This is before like any of the ACL stuff where I went to Austin and like was backstage with an artist pass. This is in LA, the Hollywood Bowl. Fuck the Hollywood Bowl. Seriously. I'm like so mad with them. So I meet Karen, it sounds weird. I meet her nephew and she's like, she didn't talk to me. And he's like, oh my God, you have a great voice. You're cool. Like, come with me and my girlfriend. We're going backstage. I was like, oh my, yes.
Mm-hmm.
So we're walking backstage. I also like at this point, like this isn't totally true, but like I bought a ticket.
Right.
I could have easily called my music manager and been like, hey, could you just like get me, mm-hmm. you know, like I'll pay you back. I'll reimburse you or you guys can pay for it, whatever. Like I probably could have gotten an artist pass. It was just like it was very like kumbaya, spur of the moment, you know. So I had the ticket. I didn't have the artist pass. He gave me an artist pass. So we're walking up. Another Karen, but a chaotic Karen stops me because I have a passport because – you know, the universe is fucking insane. So my wallet was stolen.
Of course.
So I don't have an ID except for my passport. So she stops me. She's like, why do you have a passport? As if it's like the shadiest thing ever. And then I had a fully sealed closed bottle of wine that I was going to bring backstage as like a thank you.
Yeah.
And she's like, why do you have that? I'm like, oh my God, I'll
like
leave it
chill.
Here. Like, I'm just trying to like, they're about to go on stage. Like we had missed the opener, which was. They're blowing up right now. It's like, I forgot what they're called, honestly. Japanese Breakfast. They're like really big right now. It's weird. Everyone's obsessed with them. It's great. Go Japanese Breakfast. I don't know you. I'm not cool enough. But so they're about to go on. Literally, her nephew and the girlfriend who are super nice, they're looking back at me like, they're about to go on. Like, we got to be there.
Yeah.
Like, it's my aunt. I'm like, no, go. But then I realize after they've gone, they've taken my pass. This woman, I was arguing with her for like 20 minutes, so calm. Like, I've never had so much patience in my whole life.
I see. I would not be able to.
I was not popping off at her because I knew that would just get arrested.
Right.
With the current chaos and like me being me. I'm a fiery motherfucker, as my listeners know. She does not let me in. And not only that, she holds me so long that it gets to the point where my normal ass ticket won't even fucking work. Because they're like, no, you have to pick it up and you can't pick it up anymore. It's closed. I'm like, what the literal fuck? I'm like, fuck you all. So you know what I did? I left. I bought a wand and I sang for this little Mexican princess who gave me the wand. It's fucking powerful. And I win. Fuck you, Hollywood Bowl. And then it gets better. Then I go to the audition to wipe my tears and maybe see my friend whose dad is the owner of the audition. I shouldn't say that. And I go there and I'm chilling. I make friends. Guess who I meet? Jeff Latham, I believe his name is. He is Kim Kardashian's flower guy.
Stop.
He is literally the most spiritual, beautiful man I've ever met. He's French. I speak French. We're speaking French together.
No, this is like,
I have the craziest stories. Like, I need to just like do a solo episode talking about this.
You
shit.
Should. Patreon that.
Patreon that shit. But guys, which better have my money? Subscribe. Rate. Review. Only do nice rings. I swear to God.
You would like, do it too for a check.
The bigger I get, like, the more like my ratings go down. It's so mean. People are so evil.
Oh, I used to have a podcast.
They're haters. Really?
Yeah. At Betches. Yeah.
I knew that. Mm-hmm. I totally knew that.
You totally knew that. Come we'll on, dude. Do your research.
In the Patreon. I know. I'm so bad.
I'm kidding.
But what was I saying? My ADD just got really bad.
Jeff Latham, flower.
Yes. Okay. Oh, my God. So he goes, in French, because he's fabulous, he says to me, you know the reason you didn't get up on that stage, right? I go, no. I'm like, you know, like, I'm sad, but I'm not like, being a wreck in front of this, like, icon. I'm like joking about it the way I am here and, like, whatever. I'm like, no, like, what do you think? Because he's clearly very intuitive and, like, cool and successful. He goes, you're meant to headline that stage. He goes, you don't get on that stage until you headline. He goes, honey, believe me, I'm intuitive too. Like, yeah.
I would have fainted.
I like almost started
crying. Did you
crying.
Shit yourself?
I was like, can you, like, spiritually, yes. I was like, can you also do the flowers for my wedding that I'm single? He's like, yes.
Of I'm course. Like, cool. That is amazing.
Yeah.
That's like, magical. That's the type of shit where you're just like,
okay, the universe got me.
I'm doing what I need to. You would have never met him if you didn't.
Thank you, spirit guides. Let's go. Thank you, Papa, my grandfather, who I feel like is always here. He introduces me to French people, too. Like, he's obsessed with France. He fought in the war. Mm-hmm. He got a Légion d'honneur, which is like a Legion of Honor in France.
Like, he's important.
He's important.
He's a French king.
He is a wine king.
He's serving French king vibes.
French
energy.
King.
Energy out, wine.
Out. Okay, so wait. I think it's time for a shot and to move into the next
segment. My God. All right,
are you ready for a shot?
I am. What do we got? Oh my God, wait. I also brought you a gift.